Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of a raw dog food and company where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. You know what else friends don't let friends feed? Rawhides. Rawhides. That's right. We don't let friends feed rawhides. Dr. Jacek will be back with us again next week. Also, I did want to tell you, the first of the year, we're going to start having the raw dog food truth 5 days a week. One of those days, Dr. Jacek and I will be together. And four of those days, I'm going to be doing some short podcasts, just giving you tips, advice, different information on raw feeding so that you can stay up on it and you can become a raw feeding guru in a snap in 2022. That's right, 2022. Hey, listen, before we get started, are you looking for real food from the earth to help heal and boost the health in your pets? Well, we here at Raw Dog Food and Company have your solution. From Adored Beast, we've got chaga and turkey tail mushroom. Mother Nature offers us an impressive array of medicinal mushrooms that are amazing for health. In our supplement sections, you can find these double liquid extracts, turkey tail and chaga. Both of these are amazing mushrooms that offer the body so much when it comes to health. And compared to most powders, the triple liquid extracts contain a range of full spectrum compounds, ensuring access to all the beneficial properties mushrooms have to offer. You want to know what those are? Well, they're a nutrient-dense superfood. They slow the aging process. That's why I take them. They help lower cholesterol, help prevent and fight cancer, support the immune system, manage inflammation, and help fight oxidative stress. So you might be asking, well, which one is the best one? Which mushroom should I buy? Well, just like in raw feeding, we believe that rotation is the key to help the body support and derail disease. So both of those are going to be valuable health products that you can rotate right along with the species appropriate diet here at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. Okay, so go to the supplement section and grab you some chaga and turkey tail mushroom. All right, so listen, for Christmas, I often see in the puppy's stockings rawhides. Yeah, they have these nice little bows on them. They look so cute. These are not good treats for your dogs. They've been a popular treat because, you know, dogs like to chew on stuff, right? That's just their natural desire, and it's good for them, and dogs do chew on things. But we don't want them to chew on rawhides, okay? Let me just tell you a little bit about how rawhides are made. Well, they come from the leather industry leftovers. Yeah, the leather industry leftovers, not from the beef industry. These are layers of animal hide that are not going to be made into purses or shoes or made into leather goods, okay? So these are pieces that are taken directly from kill floors at slaughterhouses. And then they're placed in these high salt brines, which is meant to help slow down, but not stop their decay. All right. And then they soak these in these bleaches and these chemicals so that they can strip them of the hair and the fat that's still attached to them. Okay. Again, they are soaked in bleaches, lye, all types of lime and different things that aren't good for your dogs. And once they've been stripped of all of that hair and that fat, then more chemicals are added to puff up the material to make that nice little puffy rawhide that you put that bow on and put in that stocking. And then they add the color to it, because that's not its natural color. They add the color to it. Okay. So they put flavors in it. But remember, it's full of chemicals and titanium oxide, carcinogens, and then colors. All of these are extremely toxic to your dog. Okay, so if that's not enough to say, all right, I'm not going to do rawhides anymore, there's always the risk that your dog can choke and that these can cause a blockage. Now, people always worry about this about bones. We don't find this in bones. Just in these, you know, man-made, pretty, puffed-up type of treats for dogs, all right? When a dog chews on a rawhide, what they're really doing is softening it up enough to swallow it. And some dogs chew off and swallow these little pieces, but the problem is these pieces don't dissolve in the stomach. And the fact, you know what they do? They swell up even more because they're leather. And if you ate shoe leather, it's not going to dissolve. And neither is this rawhide, okay? And it has to pass through this entire digestive tract. And then, you know, a lot of dogs can really choke on these puffed up, chemically laden, colored rawhides. They're supposed to be safe for puppies and adults, but that is just not the case. Why? Because they puff up and these can cause massive choking hazard. Okay. If a dog tries to swallow a piece that's too big and it gets stuck, it can block the windpipe, cutting off access to its air and the ability to breathe. So these are the top three reasons that we would say not only no to kibble, but no to rawhides. All right. No to rawhides. What's the safe alternative to a rawhide? Well, it's real bone. And I am just not certain why people are so afraid of real bone. This is what Mother Nature has provided. This is real food. And just as a side note, if you've never heard of Dr. Tom Cowan or Dr. Andy Kaufman, they're doctors. Real science is their game. They feed raw. And I hear them say this over and over again about humans. If you want to keep your body healthy, keep it from breaking down, stop poisoning it with bad food. Stop poisoning it with toxins. Stop poisoning it with bad water. Okay. And they and Dr. Cowan always says, eat real food that you know what it is. You know, you want tomatoes and lettuce and carrots and beef and chicken and turkey and all that kind of stuff. Exactly what we do right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. But raw bones are fabulous. They're a rich source of minerals. They have calcium, phosphorus, magnesium. The calcium that's actually in raw bones is necessary for your dog's healthy bones. And it's way higher of a level than you would ever find in a calcium supplement. People ask me all the time what I think about calcium supplements. I'm like, I don't like them. I don't use them. My dogs eat real bone. In the blends that we have is ground real bone. It's so, so tiny. Even Dr. J6 little chihuahuas eat this ground bone, but they still could chew on real bone, raw bones. Everybody get this straight for the season, right? I know everybody's going to be cooking a turkey. No, do not give your dog cooked turkey bones. Don't give your dogs smoked bones. Don't give your dogs anything but something that is raw, all right? Because that is malleable. It's going to provide them with that mental stimulation that they need. It's going to give them that oral health care. And it's just good for them. And they're going to be able to digest this. The acid in the stomach is going to break that bone down. Now, there are a couple of dogs that may not want to eat bone. All right. What kind of dogs are those? Well, maybe some dogs with some severe GI issues, maybe dogs that have missing teeth. If your dog has chronic pancreatitis, maybe you want to avoid the raw bones. You will have to know what your dog's health is like, and then you take the lead on that. Okay. But raw is what you want to feed. Never, ever cooked bones. Cooking, even in your home diets, you guys, cooking definitely changes the chemical structure of the bone. Okay. And that's going to make it brittle, sharp, hard to digest. Two types of bones. All right. You will see this on our website as well. Two types of bones, consumable and non-consumable. Consumable, just like what it says, are those your dog can eat, right? It's part of a meal. Maybe it's a meal replacement, raw meaty bones. So those are going to be the bones like chicken, duck, turkey, necks, feet, backs, heads. Also, there's beef and buffalo knuckles. There are some, you know, and when they say buffalo, I'm going to say it's bison. Beef rib bones, those types of things. The travel bones, like the femurs, the ones that they're walking on, those long femur bones, yeah, those are probably just going to be your non-consumable. They may get a piece of that off, but they're not going to consume that bone. All right. It's too hard. They're just going to gnaw on it. And that's another thing that you have to take in consideration too. Will your dog crack a tooth? I don't know. Could. So you just have to know your dog and take the lead on that. But you always want to watch your pet when they're eating raw bones. And this article, that's a great article from Adored Beast. They said that you can teach your pet how to chew on a bone. How? Well, you can hold it for them and watch them closely as they learn how to gnaw on a bone. Now, I think you could do that, you know, when they're young and when they're puppies. And then I think that they're probably pretty smart. This is the way that they were, you know, the way that they were created to eat bones, to rip, shred, tear, and to crack with those back teeth. But we do not want to feed raw hides. Now, I want you to understand something, that bully sticks, like what we have on the website, these are safe. They are not chemical laden, puffed up raw hides. Bully sticks that we have on our website are actually air dried cow penises. That's what they are. They are cow penises. Okay. They are not leather that's been scraped up off the floor from the slaughterhouse. And not used in leather products. No, these are cow penises. Okay. And they're great for dogs to, chew on. Another really toxic treat, that you do not want to feed. We do not sell these, are pig ears. Those are really bad toxic treat. And then jerky strips, lots of jerky strips out there, but they're also, really bad news due to how that they are made and the chemicals that are going to be in them. But this is a great article, again, coming from our friends over at Adored Beast. And it's called Rawhide for Dogs, Why We Say No Way. And we agree. We would say absolutely no way. We don't sell them. We don't like them. And we hope that you won't put them in your dog's Santa stocking this year. Please don't put those in your dog's Santa stocking. Give them a real cow penis or give them real bone. All right, everybody. Please head over to Raw Dog Food and Company. We can help you get on a raw dog food diet. We have a great learning center. There's a raw feeding facts. There's lots of great videos. And of course, the Raw Dog Food Truth podcast here every week. Because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business. Just snap.